Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Day two of the second Ashes Test at Lord's was a bowler's one, as England, having been bowled out for 361 and then dismissing Australia for 128, closed on 31 for 3 in their second innings. They lead by 264 runs, but no batsman prospered, and Australia produced a poor display and once again wasted their reviews. Graham Swan took 5 for 44 as England produced a solid bowling performance after Ryan Harris completed figures of 5 for 55, including a wicket from the first ball of the day. England then lost Alistair Cook, Jonathan Trott and Kevin Peterson late on, all to Peter Siddle, as the wickets continued to tumble. West Indies have lost two early wickets in pursuit of 230 to beat Pakistan and go 2-1 up in their five-match ODI series. The ever-reliable Misbah ul Haq top-scored with 75 as Pakistan posted 229 for 6 in St Lucia as Jason Holder and Dwayne Bravo took a brace of wickets apiece. Umar Akmal hit a quick-fire 40 not out before the home side lost openers Chris Gayle and Johnson Charles within the mandatory power play overs to set up what could be an intriguing contest. New Zealand have named a 14-member squad for their women's tour of the West Indies in October. They will play 3 one-day internationals in Jamaica before playing a 2020 international tri-series with England and the West Indies. They'll arrive in the Caribbean on the 1st of October, play a warm-up game on the 4th, and their first ODI is on the 6th. The tri-series commences on the 14th of October when the White Ferns take on the West Indies. All-rounder Kate Broadmoor is unavailable for the tour due to university commitments, and the experienced squad will be led once again by Susie Bates.